Hello there, listeners. This is Chris Hausman doing a podcast for Biology in the Age of Technology from Miami University. And with me today, I've got Myra Camino, a local specialist on gardening and pollinators. So we are doing our project on the monarchy of pollinators, and I've got Myra here with me today to discuss her thoughts about the importance of them in what she likes to do as her pastime and hobby. Hi, Myra. How are you today?
Well, I'm great, Chris. Thank you.
So tell me what your thoughts are about the importance of pollinators to your hobby.
Well, I think they're critical, and I think that's one of the reasons I actually have what I consider to be a beautiful hobby, in that my perennial flower gardens, and I'd love to share, but they wouldn't be as showy without the pollinators. So they're critical to what not only I do, but also all of the crops and honeybees and my apple trees, just everything around me too. And I think that's one of the reasons I like to give my flowers away, is to encourage us to develop these places that the pollinators can be happy.
Awesome. So tell me what specific types of pollinators you see around your house.
Well, of course, the bees, but I've really gotten a lot more butterflies in. I have had some monarchs. Hummingbirds are one of my favorite. I've had a hummingbird moth that I've named Gus. He's a frequent flyer, comes back every year, I think. And then birds, have quite a few different varieties of birds.
Nice. What do you feel pollinators are important for as far as the ecosystem is concerned in Buffalo?
Well, I think they're code critical to our livestock. We're basically an agricultural industry, and without them, I don't think we would have the crops and the hay crops and all to feed our livestock. We raise sheep, and I think it's critical that those grasses germinate and do as well as they do with the pollinators.
Okay, so what do you think are some issues that are affecting pollinator populations around Wyoming?
Well, we're luckily in Wyoming, we don't have to think about pollution as much as other places. But I think as humans, we affect it by buying, sourcing out everything, like going to the grocery store and not growing our own crops, and you know, going to a flower store instead of growing our own flowers and enjoying that. And by doing that, we're not allowing or giving our pollinators anything to feed on, anything to pollinate. I think we're truly hurting the ecosystem. I think there's a shortage of bees. I've tried to attract as many beautiful flying things as I can to my garden, because it makes all of my flowers do better.
Have you noticed a change throughout your lifetime on the types and number of pollinators around?
Well, I've noticed in the last 18 years I've been doing this that my pollinators are increasing because they have something to come and pollinate. And I've tried to plant the stuff that's always blooming so that there's no dead season until the winter and the snow comes.
Right. Okay, so what sorts of personal observations around your house? You just kind of mentioned that you intentionally plant things. So how have you changed what you've planted over time, like from when you started to maybe what you plant now?
So in trying to attract more butterflies and hummingbirds, I've tried to plant things like butterfly bush, milkweed, things that I know those varieties like, marigolds, lavender. Oh, I had a beautiful lavender plant, and I don't know what I did. Oh, I moved it, and then it wasn't happy. But trying to find those varieties of flowers, like coneflower, blanket flower, that they really thrive on and keep coming back. And the more I have of those types of flowers, I can see an increase in hummingbirds and bees, and my butterflies have really increased. And it's fun to see the different varieties, because it used to be they were just one kind, the little orange ones. And now I'll get like the big yellow monarchs that are quite pretty.
So you kind of talked about the methods, like you've changed some of the things that you've been planting. Anything else besides the specific flowers that you use to attract them?
I try to have a water source, and I prefer a running fountain so the water doesn't get stagnant. And I try to be sure that I flush it out when I'm watering my flowers, again, just so that it keeps fresh water for those pollinators. I think that helps. And then, like, for my hummingbirds, I always put out fresh nectar. So I hope that helps.
But. I would think so. So if someone wanted to assist in the pollinator problem, what are some easy things that you think they could do at their home?
Simply plant flowers. It's just as easy as putting out a few it could be a potted plants, like for your patio, just put out some flowers. But they could even just do hobby gardens, so they could do their tomatoes, and so that they're helping with their own food source, but they're helping with our pollinators too. So that could be container gardens or raised beds. And that's one of the reasons I love to share my flowers at no cost, is just to help others try to get the bug to increase our pollinators.
Nice. You do share very well with others. Are there specific types of flowers? You kind of mentioned some of those. Do you have any other new ones that you would like to try to add into your garden this year?
Well, I think sometimes I overwater and get a little zealous, but I haven't had any luck with butterfly bush. And so I will seek out another one this year and try to find a place that will be happy. And then I always love to see if I can get my marigolds to come back. They're not a perennial, but if I can sow that seed, sometimes they do come back on their own. And then coneflowers. I always have a purple coneflower, but I like the other varieties, the different colors of coneflowers. I think they add interest and variation to the garden. And again, just increasing the bloom time so that not everything's blooming at one time, so that when your bees or your birds or your butterflies come, they always have something that may be of interest to them. And I'll try a lavender again. I'm going to find that happy spot.
Well, I'm sure if anyone can do it, Myra, it's you. Well, thanks so much for talking with me today. I really appreciate it. And those of you that are out there listening to this podcast, if you would like more information, you can follow us on our group's Instagram page, which is the Monarchy of Pollinators on Instagram. Thanks so much.